Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gunnar and Cheyenne. Welcome to our on-demand channel. And what a show we had today. Holy cow.
It was so much excitement. It was even hard to just wrap our head around the day once we were done with you-know-who.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Called us this morning. Big ol' announcement. And we actually talked to him about the possibility of a dive bar tour stop right here in Phoenix.
And then I tried to bribe him, which was great.
Yeah. References to the whole Blake Shelton trying to bribe a singer on The Voice with a puppy.
Yeah.
And Garth loved it.
He did. I got a genuine laugh from Garth Brooks.
It was so good. Enjoy our highlights from this morning's show. On demand, right here on Camel Country 107.9.
Dive Bar.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Garth Brooks, Blake Shelton. That is called Dive Bar. Gunnar and Cheyenne, good morning. And it's just the craziest thing to say that hanging on hold right now is Garth Brooks ready to talk to us. And I mean, why wait any longer? Garth.
Can I just say that he's waiting for us?
He's right here.
What?
Garth, how are you, sir? All that build up and he's not there.
So about that.
All right. Is he there? They were there, right?
We're hanging. We're hanging on hold.
Now we're waiting for Garth.
I know you did.
I set
it up. Like, I mean, he was waiting for us.
Right. And I just rolled with it.
And then you rolled with it.
Oh!
Hang on. Is Garth there now?
Oh my Garth!
I don't even know what that first sound was. That's great. Good morning.
Garth, how are you, sir?
I am better than I deserve. How about you guys?
I'm doing pretty good.
Same. Absolutely
so,
same.
I don't know if you heard it. We came out of a dive bar there, and we're like, I can't believe this is happening. Garth is waiting for us.
And then you weren't.
And then we pulled you up. We're like, Garth, good morning. And there was silence.
It was such a buildup to nothing was there.
Sorry, guys. I'm a slow starter in the morning.
Oh, no, good. So where are you at? What are you doing?
We're here in Nashville, man, and we're celebrating. We got the news last night that Billboard's going to decide to present us with the Icon Award this year at the Billboard Awards, April 29th. So,
wow.
Kind of sharing it with country radio because that's who gave it to me, because it's all about radio airplay and everything. So just wanted to say thank you, congratulations to country music, because I'm not sure how many of these they have given to a country artist, but you look at the names on there, and I think it's the biggest one they've got to give. So feel very lucky, very fortunate, and just want to say thank you.
Well, congratulations to you,
Garth.
Congratulations. Yeah, because Billboard, I mean, that's across all genres. This isn't like ACM or CMA, which, I mean, are great, but, I mean, Billboard is across all genres.
Yeah, man, and again, this is given because of chart action, and chart action happens with your relationship, you know, with the music and country radio, and that's what I love. You know, the first thing that they mention on everything is the five decades. Well, I was really lucky because, you know, that the first decade we got in November of 1989, so 1 month away from the end of the year.
Wow.
And then in the 20s, we were lucky enough with Dive Bar to get in the first 2 months of 20s. So,
yeah.
We kind of cheated, but it's still those decades, so it makes you feel good.
No, it's so good. Dive Bar, you mentioned that. The song that you have with Blake Shelton is top five right now, climbing to the top. Hope it hit number one this week, man.
Well, that's always up to you guys and the people that listen to the station. But it's fun. I got to tell you, just getting to hang with him has been award enough for me. This cat is a good dude, and it's been a long time in the business since I ran into somebody that really didn't give a crap about being politically correct or whatever.
Right.
He's just going to tell you what he thinks, and he's a sweet human being, and he's gonna make mistakes, you know, and you're gonna forgive him, and because he's just real casual and just real honest, and I love him.
Have you been watching Blake on The Voice?
No, I can't stand
it. It's kind of funny. Was it yesterday, 2 days ago, he brought out a puppy to try and sway one of the singers onto his team. It was kind of funny.
It was messed up. Yeah. They said if he didn't pick the puppy, that they're taking back to the shelter.
That's a Blake move.
Wow, that is such a Blake move.
You're a fan, man.
That's funny. Well, Garth, you had a huge stadium show in Detroit recently. Your opener, Chase Rice. I'm sure you heard this story about him. You were his first concert at age 11, and then he full circle opening up for you in Detroit.
Yeah, man, this kid takes to entertaining like a duck to water. You know, he's an athlete, so I think he's used to kind of being in the center of stadiums and arenas and stuff. So that didn't scare him. But I tell you what, man, he went to Detroit. We got 70-something thousand in there, and this guy breaks his opening show down to just him and a guitar.
Wow.
Dude, that's some, I don't know what the politically correct term for kahunas is. But
that works.
That was cool. And they ate him up. He's a good man.
That's awesome.
You are going to be continuing your dive bar tour into 2020. I got to say, there's some great dive bars here in Phoenix, Garth.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's kind of where it all started for us. You know, we played honky tonks there, and, you know, we got to play the Quarter Horse show there, and, you know, you get to play fairs, arenas, and stadiums. So I can't. It's just impossible to do a dive bar tour without coming.
Can I bribe you with a puppy?
Yeah.
If you don't pick Phoenix, the puppy goes back to the shelter.
Yeah, well, don't tell my wife that, or we'll be there tomorrow.
I will. I know, right? I'm tweeting her right now.
Garth Brooks on the phone with us this morning, and
I'll spend the week.
Dive bar. We're gonna get that. You're gonna get that number one with this one, man. I think you will.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Well, guys, no matter what happens there, I can't thank you enough. This whole icon thing, again, is just a reflection of what you guys have done for me.
Yeah.
Love you guys to pieces, and thank you very much. Have the best morning.
Garth Brooks, I love you, man. I think we ran out of time with Garth. I was watching the time tick down. I was watching the time tick down, and I thought I was going to get it at the end, but he said it to us first.
He did.
Love you guys. So he did mention Phoenix, you know, and that being a big launching point, you know?
The biggest thing is to speak it into existence.
Yes.
If you speak it into existence, anything can happen.
And I bribed him with a puppy. So.
You did bribe him with a puppy. It's so good.
I will pay your adoption fee, Garth.
Well, congratulations to Garth on that Billboard Icon Award. That's huge.
No, that's huge. That's really big. That's awesome.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Okay, so last hour, we were talking, you know, how we're going to Disneyland on Friday. We're going to be doing the morning show from Disneyland. You've been doing Disney jokes all week.
Yes.
Last hour, I said we should have had a Disney character, like Mickey Mouse voice the joke intro, that we like the one we just heard.
Right.
And you know how we talk a lot about putting things in the atmosphere and putting it out there and things can happen. Look what we got. Look what happened. Look what transpired over the last hour.
I am so giddy about this right now.
We've got Mickey Mouse. Go ahead, Mickey.
Ha ha. Oh, boy. It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Ha ha. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good.
That was everything.
Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done, Mickey. Appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Your dad joke is brought to you by Santana Honda and Earnhardt Dealership. What is Mickey's favorite treat?
What is Mickey's favorite treat?
Mice cream!
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
So that was Jader. He answers the phone. So you can almost, like, if you call us, you can almost ask a special request to have him do Mickey for
you. But what was funny about it is you and I were just talking, and then from the side studio through the glass, we hear him do this voice.
Actual news headlines here from all across this crazy world of ours. Every one of these headlines will leave you thinking,
what is wrong with people?
Starting off in Tennessee, there's a dude that ordered a cup of water at McDonald's.
Huh?
And got mad when they gave it to him for free and refused to take his $100 bill. He wound up hitting two female employees and was arrested for assault.
What is wrong with people?
Maybe I've watched too many episodes of Good Girls. Maybe it was a fake 100 and he was trying to get change back or something, right?
Ooh,
real money?
Maybe.
You've seen Good Girls, right? Your
favorite? No, but.
Good Girls on Netflix?
No.
Or on Hulu or whatever it's on?
No.
Good Girls?
No. Good. No matter how many times you say
that title. I thought you saw that show.
No.
And now I'm wondering who's watched Good Girls.
It's not me.
What show is it that you're into?
Working Moms.
Oh, Working Moms.
Okay, my bad. All right. Moving along.
No matter how many times you say the title, it's not going to change it.
Good girls. G-O-O-D. Girls. All right. British Columbia, Canada. A driver there was fined using flashlights instead of headlights on their car. He had them taped on the front.
What? People.
75-year-old guy in Florida was in the hospital over the weekend, and he felt like the nurses were ignoring him, so he lit his hospital bed on fire to get their attention. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, and he was arrested for felony arson. How dare you ignore me?
What's wrong with people?
And finally, out of Minnesota, a woman tried to hide from the cops last week by locking herself in a gun safe. Cops had to rescue her from inside when she started running out of air. She was arrested for trespassing.
What is wrong with people?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.